Welcome to Learn How to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams. Randy has been in business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. Now, let's talk cars with Randy Adams.
Hello, San Antonio, South Texas. This is Randy Adams. Thank you for tuning in to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. I'm your host, Randy Adams. It's a pleasure. I'm going to tell you this show is so much fun. I've helped so many people. I can't believe the phone calls. KTSA, if you love the show, call KTSA and tell them they can't believe all the phone calls. We're helping people all over South Texas, and we want to. We want to give you this opportunity. We go to school for everything in the world. You go to school for karate. You go to school for cooking. You go to school for everything. We don't go to school for buying and selling cars. I've talked to so many people and enlightened them so much what they need to know, because you're going against trained assassins that practice every day. They go to sales meetings every day to know how to out-talk you, how to get every dime they can get from you. So we need to get you prepared for battle, because it is a war. They want your money. They don't care about you paying for the car, because they're not going to repossess it. The bank is. It's going to hurt your credit. But we don't want to hurt your credit. We want you to make the best purchase, the best car, the best situation, and be ready to make the right decisions. We don't want you to make a bad decision. We want you to make a great decision. And you know, it's just like Proverbs 15:14 says, the discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. If we can learn how to protect ourselves about somebody taking our money and taking advantage of us when we buy or sell a car. I was at a new friend of mine the other day, and we were talking about, he said, man, every deal I get's a raw deal. He said, I never get a good deal. He said, I went to this dealership and they robbed me of my car. I found out my truck was worth $3,000, not $1,200. And I looked in the paper 2 weeks later and the same car I bought was $3,000 cheaper. I wasn't prepared. I said, I want to teach you. I want you to be prepared the next time. I want you to listen to my show. I'll answer questions for you, and thank you for calling, because my number in New Brunswick is 830-625-7159. And if you have a question tonight, give us a call here at KTSA at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. There's no dumb questions, not at all. I may give you a crazy answer or an answer you don't like or something that'll make you scratch your head or laugh at, but I'll try my best to give you the best, honest answer, because I'm not making any money on this deal. I just want you to be well educated. I've had opportunity lately to go to churches to teach and go to school. So if your school needs my class on don't bust your parents, don't bankrupt them, buy something that's just transportation because they're paying. And if you buy something that's a hot rod, you're going to drive it too fast and lose your license or hurt your license or pay too much insurance. So I try to teach children how to make the right decisions at early age. And parents, take your children with you. Teach them to buy and sell. Teach them what's going on. Teach them you need to be prepared, because when you walk in these dealerships, they're going to take every dime they can get you. And we're getting around that time, Christmas, people needing money. Don't borrow money at a title loan place. It's 330% interest. Sell me your car. Tend to your business. Get your transportation. Get back on your feet and buy you something else. Because at 330%, you borrow $5,000. You owe 930 days and 900 again until you pay about $29,000 back. But what the odds are, and I mean it happens every day, because I see hundreds of title loan cars that are repossessed, selling at the auctions everywhere, and you're going to make $300 or $400 or $900 payments, and then you're going to lose your car and you lose it all. Don't do that. Come sell me your car, or sell it to somebody else, or make a right decision, or just tighten up and make it work any way you can. Hey, and this week, December 16th, the Sparkling City is inviting you out to a dealer sale. The public is invited December 16th to Sparkling City on Topawine Road. Man, they got city cars, city police cars, heavy equipment running at 9 a.m. And then at 12:30 p.m., they're going to run the government low miles, nice cars, and I'll be there. If you say you've heard me on KTSA or heard my ad running for them, I'll meet you, greet you, and I won't bet against you. I promise you I won't. I'll make sure that I don't. And the last sale we had a bunch of people out. I didn't bet against them, but I ended up buying four cars and they're winners. I'm telling you, there's dealers bidding against you. I believe over 80% of the cars are sold to dealers, and they have this opportunity to make money on you. So take the dealer profit out of it. Come on out to Sparkling City on Top of Wine Road, December 16th. You can view the cars December 15th. They've got a list. You can view. You can look at them. The last time we had a sale out there, there was a bunch of people viewing the cars the day before, and I'll be there viewing also because I want to make the good buys on these government low miles, well-maintained, nice cars. And their phone number is 598-5477, 598-5477. Give them a call. I tell you what, there's a lot going on in the market today. You're just not going to believe whatever's going on. We have the opportunity to buy some few cars before the market gets high and tough, and it's about to get that way when the income tax checks come out. So be prepared to buy whatever you need and whatever you can afford. Take this opportunity to go to our website to start to learn how to get your financing lined up. Take pen and paper. Be prepared to know exactly what you're going to buy. Write down everything what the salesman has to say. Take a calculator. There's some great opportunities. There's a lot of money out there right now, 1.9 if you qualify. But find out what your credit rating is. That way you don't have to battle that. You know exactly what you can spend. Hey, when you go to the grocery and you've got a credit card, don't you know what you're going to spend? Don't you know what your budget is, what you can afford? Don't you know what you want to buy? You're not prepared when you go buy a car because you'll let a salesman talk you into something that you don't like, spend too much money, payment too high, and then you complain about it because you're tied to it the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. We don't want that no more. We want you to be taken care of, making wise decisions at all times. And this vision of this radio station is teaching, is letting you know, let you know the tricks of the trade, because the salesmen have all the books they read and all the classes they go to and all the meetings they go to take advantage of you and get all your money. You're listening to Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com on KTSA. Thank you, KTSA. I love these people. They're great people. They've helped me. They've opened the door for me. They really look out for you. They want to make sure that you're well taken care of health-wise, prosperity-wise. They have Dave Ramsey on here. They've welcomed me in because they know that I can teach you how to buy and sell cars properly. And I want to buy your car. I want to tell you what your car is worth. If you go to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com or call 830-625-7159, I'll tell you what your car is worth. We have a simple walkthrough description of your car. And if you describe it right, we're going to make you an offer on the car, and we'll buy the car. We just had a lady come in that she's getting shipped out in the military, and she brought us her Challenger, and it was like new, and I bought it, and it helped her out, and she's getting deployed. I noticed that True Car is in advertising in front of my show, and I love True Car. I love USAA. They send me cars to bid. We outbid everybody 70 to 80% of the time. We're buying a lot of cars from True Car. In fact, they called me the other day to thank me for what I was doing for True Car and USAA. But we want to be with you at every opportunity to show you exactly what your car's worth so you know where you stand. Too many times you'll go to these places that they'll tell you, oh man, we're going to buy your car. We're the best buyer around. And I beat most of those guys 9 out of 10 times. Give me that opportunity. You want more than one choice. You want more than one option. Give me that option to bid. And you can go to our website. You can give us a call, and then you'll know exactly what your car is worth just in case you want to sell it to me, sell it to somebody else, sell it to a friend, neighbor. You want to donate it or whatever you want to do. You can trade it in. But, you know, a lot of times you'll go to a trade-in, just like my new friend. If he would have called me up, I'd have told him his truck was worth $3,000. He could have got $3,000 from me instead of $1,200 from the dealership he got. And also, I'd let him know what the market owned and have him get in the paper and find out what he could have bought the car he bought. He would have saved him $5,000 at least. We want to give you that opportunity each and every day. And that's why we'll make an offer on your car so you'll know exactly what it's worth at all times. The market changes every few weeks. It's perked back up a little, not enough. So be prepared. Income tax coming in January 15th. The market will jump up. So if you get a little money for Christmas, put it back. Either buy the car now, but don't buy between January 15th and March 1st, because our market's going to be up and higher. Talked to some dealers the other day, and I was overhearing a conversation, and an honest salesman was telling some people, "Are you sure you can afford this car? This payment's going to be higher than you're thinking about. Maybe you need to buy a good used car." "Oh, we want a new car." Well, you know, time you put this money down and the payments you're going to have to pay might put you in a pinch. And if you have any kind of problems or have any hiccups, you may lose the car or get your credit bad. So, I mean, I was impressed with that salesman. He was telling them the truth for once. A lot of them won't tell you the truth. They'll get all the money they can. They'll ask you what you can afford, and you tell them $400 a month, and then they'll tell you it's $599 a month. You can afford that. This is a brand-new car. You look great in the car. They're trained to talk you into that car. And you're not ready. You're not prepared. We want you prepared. We want you to make good decisions. We want you thinking all year long what you're going to buy, what your needs are, what will work for you, what you can afford. Talk to your mechanic. Talk to a body shop. Make friends with all these people. This is a lifetime relationship that you're going to be buying and selling the rest of your life. And that's the lifetime relationship I want with you. I want to teach you where you're prepared for the rest of your life, and knowing how to buy and sell, what your car is worth, how to be prepared on buying your next purchase. We'll walk through you with you. I had a man that listened to the radio station. He owed too much money on a truck. He needed to buy another truck, but he needed a lot less truck. How he got talked into a great big four-wheel drive dually diesel. We'd all make those mistakes. We all get in that position. But I helped him, and I told him what to do and how to get another purchase and make it right and make it where he can afford it. Because we don't need to be riding around in something we can't use or can't afford. There's two kinds of cars, remember, afford and can't afford. We want you to end the one that you can't afford, drive it, maintain it, take care of it. Take pride in your car because it's yours. I got news for you. It's yours till you sell it. So take care of it, love it, and make sure that you're ready to make your next purchase the right, proper way at all times. Thank you for tuning in to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. I'm Randy Adams, your host. I've been in the business over 45 years. If you've got a question, and there's no dumb questions, call us at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. And like I say, if you need to talk to me, I'll be glad to talk to you. You can give me a call at 830-625-7159. In fact, we just bought 26 trucks. A company heard that I buy, and so they thought they'd test me. And I bought 26 trucks this week. We're going to pick them up next week. And then another plumbing company, an air conditioning place, heard about me, and they gave me a call, and I bought 5 vans from them. We'll buy vans. We'll buy hotel vans. We'll buy 15-passenger. I'll buy wrecks. I bet another late-model Lexus that's wrecked. The guy don't want to fix it. He don't want to drive a car that's been wrecked. He don't want to wait on it. He don't want to make sure the body shop does it right. He doesn't want to take that opportunity when he gets ready to trade. They holler and scream at him, "Oh, you got a bad Carfax." He wants to finish the diminished value now, get him in a new one, and go down the road. And by the way, next month, February, I've got a good friend of mine who's been in the paint and body business. He's going to be a special guest in February. I've already talked to him. He's agreed to come on. But he wants to teach you how to read your insurance policy and how to handle a body shop. Too many people just don't know what to do about a body shop. And then you're in a wreck, and some wrecker company picks up your car, and they take it wherever they want to, not where you want to. What do you do in that situation? We're going to answer all those questions about a body shop. What you should do, take a look at your insurance company, what they're going to do about fixing up your car, how you can improve it, what kind of parts you want to put on it. When do you decide whether you want to get rid of it or keep it or salvage it? We're going to try to answer every question that you come up with in any time that we can answer. I thank you for listening. I thank you for calling KTSA, the people that have been calling them, tell them how you love our show. I thank you for the opportunity to teach you everything that I can teach you about buying. We're putting up on the website this coming week on websites where you can go and find out where your credit rating is and who's got the best interest rate, so you'll know where to go. There's a lot of online places going up now that you can go and you can make a loan on, and you can keep your option open. Now, if you go to a dealership and you've got exactly what you can your loan you're qualified for, and you go there and they want to charge you a high interest rate, and come to think about that, let me tell you about that. A friend of mine told me that his daughter wanted a new Mitsubishi, and that was all she wanted. She didn't want any other car. So they went there with their own financing, and they wouldn't sell them a car. If they won't sell you a car because you've got your own financing, they're trying to put you together. Walk out of that place, get on the internet, shop the world till you find somebody that'll give you the right rate on your interest, because they're planning to make 10 or 15% interest on you if they won't sell that car or if they won't price you the car. If a man owns a car, he should price it to you and give you a price, write it down. Don't let him lie to you. Make sure that you got the price. If he keeps talking about what can you afford a month, what can you afford a month in a payment, he's trying to spin you. He's not telling you the truth. Just don't worry about the payment. Let me get the price done on this car. Let's make sure this is exactly what I want before you try to spend me on the payments, because I've already got the finance lined up. I know what my payments are going to be. I don't need to walk in your F&I people and tell me. Now, if they're a little bit higher and you want to keep that bank available for emergencies or some other loans or something else coming up, that's fine. But not let them make you 5 to 10% interest. That's not right. That costs you that. You're making hard-earned money. You're trying to save your money. You're trying to spend it wisely, and we want you to spend it wisely. And so you need to know exactly where you stand in every deal. But you can do this with every deal. We were talking about going to the grocery. Yes. You go to the grocery, you know exactly what you can spend, what your credit card rate is, what you've got on your credit card. It needs to be the same way on your vehicle. I want to thank KTSA. You're listening to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Host Randy Adams. Our phone number is 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. And if you have a question for me, and I will call you back, my number is 830-625-7159. And I'll buy your car, your truck, your van, any condition, any year, anything that's coming up that you want to sell. In fact, we've been selling and buying a lot of old cars. I've got a 53 Mercury. A man called me out of Chicago. Looks like he's going to buy it. Just sold a 70 Mustang, went to Minnesota. So there's a lot of old cars going on. We're buying those, any condition. We're selling a lot of those. We get every opportunity we can to buy anything that we can, because we'll make an offer on it every day, what you have. It doesn't matter what condition or what you have. We're also hearing a lot of ads again on title loans. They're trying to talk you in. They tell you they don't want your car. They just want the money. But at 330% interest on title loans, that's super bad interest. Man, don't do that. You can't overcome that. I can't overcome that. People with money can't overcome it. Nobody pays 330% interest. So they're all got these ads. I've noticed the radios, the television, everybody's talking about title loans. They're going to give you money right away. Well, that money's going to cost you a bunch. Sell your car to me. Sell it to somebody else. Don't do that. Get your business 10-2, get you good transportation, and go down the road and buy something later on when you can afford it. We want to help you not to make that bad decision. We want to help you to make the right choices every day. I've got a little bit of time here. I want to talk about my two cents. 99% of addictions are due to unforgiveness to mother, father, or spouse. I've dealt with people on drugs. I've dealt with people on alcohol. And when we find the root of that bitterness, that unforgiveness to their mother and their father, we get them to forgive them, and the addiction leaves. Think about that sometime. Are you addicted to cars? You might be. I was at one time, but now I'm not. Thank you for calling KTSA. This is Randy Adams. You can call me at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. Thank you, Rich, for calling.
Yeah, Randy, I've got a 2003 Dodge 1500 that the motor went bad. It's a four-door. I believe it's 4.7 engine.
Yes, sir, you should be. It's either that or a Hemi.
And it's not a Hemi.
Yes, sir.
What's the best thing to do for that? The engine, I think the oil pump went and then something in the engine went.
Well, it's got a small return hole to the oil pump. And if you don't keep super clean oil in it continuously, it'll clog up, and that's what goes bad on those motors. I've replaced a bunch of them. Right now, they're in short, so you're going to have to pay a lot of money for them. You can take it to somebody and try to get them to rebuild it. You're probably looking at $3,000 there. Your truck's worth $2,000 to $2,500 where it sits. So,
yeah.
You know, you need to call around and see what your options are. You know, you could probably sell it and put that toward another truck. Or if you like the truck, what kind of mileage is on it?
89,000.
I'd fix the truck. I'd find somebody, janky over there off of a Ackerman Road. I've used him. I love him. But you find somebody who'll pull the motor for $500 to $750. Talk to a machinist and see about getting it rebuilt, because that, once you get it rebuilt, then you've got a truck that's worth $600 or $700 and maybe with those miles as much as $10,000. I'd fix the truck if it was me.
So what's the name of that place, Randy?
Janke, J-A-N-K-E, rebuilds motors for me. You got Hendricks, you got Parks, you can go to the...
What one do you recommend?
I tell you, they're all good. They're all good. There's if you'll get in the Yellow Pages and check, there's some good places around that'll pull it, rebuild it, and put it back in. That's what I'd advise. If it was my truck, that's what I would do, because you've got a truck that's time it's fixed, and if it's clean, it's worth $9,000 or $10,000.
Yeah, it's clean.
But you got to remember on those 4.7s, you've got to change the oil every 3,000 miles. Make sure they change the filter.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I heard that the motor in them 03s, something was wrong with them. Is that true?
No, sir. It's just a small return hole to the oil pump.
Yeah.
Lexus.
Any way of making it bigger?
You know, I think machinists may be able to help out a little bit. There's some guys that know some tricks that may help.
Yeah.
But if you change the oil every 3,000 miles, use a good grade of oil. Those motors will go 200,000 miles. I've seen them with 200,000 miles.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. I wish I could help any better. And you can give me a call at 830-625-7159. If you have any other questions on that, we'd be glad to help you. I'll call you back and try to help you any way I can.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you for all the listeners we have out there. Call KTSA. Tell them how you love the show. We're trying to get better airtime. We're working on it. And also, we're working on going to Corpus Christi. I've got a good friend of mine, Steve Sorensen's a preacher in Corpus Christi, and we're talking about maybe putting a show together down there. Steve's a great guy, a man of God. He's helped me so much. He's helped me to be a better person, to be accountable to him. I want to be accountable to y'all. I want to tell you the truth. I want to help you every way that I can. KTSA is really concerned about your well-being. They want you as a customer. They want to take care of you, and I do too. I thank you for this opportunity. Please listen to me. We've got three shows. We've got Saturday morning at 5 a.m. We've got Saturday night from 9 to 10 p.m., and we've got this show at 6:30 p.m. So tell your friends, everybody's buying and selling. Everybody needs help. You know, if you're dogmatic, you know everything about the car business, I guarantee you don't know it all. And if you're the easiest person new car dealers sell, because they train their salesmen to tell you, hey, you're right. You are sharp about this. You know everything about it. About that time they put you together, because you'll agree with them and you think you're right, and they know how to make you think you're right. They're trained. I was trained. At one time, I could twist you and turn you and buy and sell, and I was an expert at putting intimidation and fear. But I don't want to do that no more. The good Lord's changed my attitude, changed my ways, and I want to help you. And I want to do business fair and correctly. And that's the way it should be, because your money is going out the window as fast as you, when you walk in a dealership, you're going to lose more than you can afford. And it's going to put your credit. We've seen so many people with bad credit lately, and it's because they've made the bad decisions. We want you with good decisions. We want you to follow our instructions on learntobuyandsellcars.com. And we're going to teach you exactly how to be prepared. We want you to teach your friends, your relatives, and especially your kids. We don't want your kids growing up to be in a bind all the time on a bad purchase. We want you to have them prepared to make good, sensible decisions on purchasing. It's just transportation. That's all it is. It's just transportation from one spot to the other. And if you live by pride and greed and keep it up with the Joneses, it's going to cost you a lot of money. And it's senseless. I own a lot of cars, and I drive whatever's got gas, whatever starts, and whatever makes sense. It don't matter to me. I do play with old cars. I like working old cars. And you have that same opportunity to make your car better, spend a little time, put a little wax on it, make sure you maintain it right, because it's a valued treasure to you, because it's better than walking or riding a bicycle. So take care of your vehicle where it's in top-notch shape. You're listening to Randy Adams at Learn to Buy and Sell cars.com on KTSA 550 AM. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. We're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about more trade-ins. We're going to talk about insurance. We're going to talk about the opportunities you have coming up in the market. And we thank Sparkling City. I will be at their auction Tuesday, December 16th, and the first sales at 9 a.m. and the second government sale is at 12:30. I will be there. I'll shake your hand. I won't bid against you. And I tell you, it's been a blessing for me to be on the radio station. I love all of y'all. I want to help you. I want to make it the best way I can for you to continue to make the right decisions. Give us a call. Come see us. Go to our website. Go call KTSA. Thank you for listening to this station. Thank you for the Lord has blessed me in the right way that I can come to this opportunity to tell you what you need to know and how you need to learn. We'll buy the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I got news for you. They all get ugly. Even these brand new cars you buy today, 6 years from now, they'll be ugly. Lord bless. Come back when you can stay longer and listen longer. This is Randy Adams. Thank you. Have a blessed day.